Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Every year on Nightlights, I pay tribute to the holidays with music from an array of classic jazz artists whom you hear year-round on the program. And coming up in the next hour, we'll feature seasonal salutations from the Dave Brubeck Quartet, the Modern Jazz Quartet, Dinah Washington, Horace Silver, and more, with an emphasis on the more quietly reflective side of Christmas melodies. It's Have Yourself a Very Quiet Christmas, coming up next on Nightlights. Thank you. Carla Bley, Steve Swallow, and the Partika Brass Quintet performing It Came Upon a Midnight Clear from the Carla Bley CD, Carla's Christmas Carols, the melody for that written in 1850 by Richard Storrs Willis, a composer who studied with Felix Mendelssohn. It's that time of the year again, time for holiday jazz, which some jazz and music listeners enjoy and which some don't. That said, on Nightlights this week, I'll be ushering in the last festive days of the year with an emphasis on the quieter side of holiday music. And what better way to do that than with the sounds of the modern jazz quartet, infamously labeled chamber jazz when they first emerged as a creative and stylistic force in the 1950s. The MJQ giving us their take on two traditional Christmas tunes, the second one recorded live at Town Hall on Christmas Day in New York City in 1971 with saxophonist Paul Desmond, he of Dave Brubeck Quartet fame. And we'll also hear from Dave Brubeck himself, leading the quartet with Desmond in a musical announcement of an imminent arrival. Hint, it's not the Christ Child. So what other holiday icon might it be? Dave Brubeck, who passed away on December 5th, 2011, just a day shy of his 92nd birthday. First, the Modern Jazz Quartet with First Variation on God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen on Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you.
one and only Dave Brubeck Quartet doing Santa Claus is Coming to Town from the holiday compilation Jingle Bell Jazz. Saxophonist Paul Desmond, a member of the Brubeck Quartet before that, joined by the Modern Jazz Quartet for Greensleeves, recorded on Christmas Day in 1971 at Town Hall in New York City. And the Modern Jazz Quartet themselves starting off the set with Variation No. 1 on God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen from the complete Atlantic studio recordings of the Modern Jazz Quartet 1956 through 64 on the Mosaic label. Pianist and Indiana native Claude Thornhill certainly wasn't trying to write a holiday standard back in the late 1930s when he came up with the tune eventually known as Snowfall. He first wrote it as part of a suite for Ray Noble's big band in the 1930s and called it A Fountain in Havana. In 1940, in need of a band theme, he pulled the composition out and gave it a new title that made its future as a seasonal classic. We're going to hear a later version of it by Thornhill's legendary modernistic orchestra of the late 1940s. We'll also hear from singer Judy Holliday's 1961 collaboration with saxophonist Jerry Mulligan, who wrote arrangements for that Thornhill orchestra, and from pianist Vince Guaraldi, who created a holiday sound world as distinct as the evocative music of the Thornhill band. First, Claude Thornhill in a 1947 version of his composition Snowfall on Nightlights.
Must be Christmas. The trees are bright with Christmas colors that warm the winter night. It must be Christmas. I see the snow. Christmas time, I guess, can be the worst time. Christmas, but not for me this year. How can I let it be Christmas? My Christmas must wait until you're here.
Pianist Vince Guaraldi's trio performing What Child Is This from A Charlie Brown Christmas. Saxophonist Jerry Mulligan and singer Judy Holliday before that with It Must Be Christmas, a song they wrote together from the album Holiday with Mulligan. And Claude Thornhill before that doing his own Snowfall from the Thornhill CD Transcription Performances 1947. I'll have more seasonal music in just a few moments. You can hear many previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Have Yourself a Very Quiet Christmas on Nightlights. It's a holiday edition of Nightlights this week with an emphasis on the laid-back side of musical Yuletide celebrations. Duke Ellington is one of America's most renowned composers. He's really one of the world's most renowned composers, who wrote or co-wrote several thousand compositions in his lifetime, which spanned the first three quarters of the 20th century. But Ellington had some help along the way, partly from the talented instrumentalist who comprised his orchestra and whose musical imaginations were so successfully sparked by working with Ellington, and from arranger and composer Billy Strayhorn, who worked with Ellington for more than 25 years until Strayhorn's death in 1967. We're going to hear Ellington and Strayhorn's treatment now of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, notable for a number of reasons, but especially for Strayhorn, who did much of the arranging and whose name, for the first time, appeared beside Ellington's on the cover of the subsequent album. It's also Ellington's best-known foray into holiday-associated music. Here's Duke Ellington and Sugar Rum Cherry on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington with Dance of the Floridors, or Waltz of the Flowers, and Sugar Rum Cherry, or Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. Two treatments of music from Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker Suite by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn from the Ellington CD, Three Suites. We just heard from one significant musical partnership, that of Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, and we'll continue now with another. Saxophonist Houston Person and singer Etta Jones collaborated for more than 30 years from 1968 until Jones's death in 2001, and developed a strong musical intimacy in their professional relationship that some have compared to the rapport that saxophonist Lester Young and singer Billie Holiday enjoyed. In 1990, they made a Christmas album that included one of the most recorded holiday standards of the past 70 years, by some accounts the most recorded, Mel Torme and Bob Wells' The Christmas Song, inspired, as Torme later said, by a blistering heat wave that led lyricist Wells to try to immerse himself in thoughts of winter. Here are Houston Person and Etta Jones with The Christmas Song on Nightlights.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa is on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child will want to spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So all I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92, although it's been said many times, many ways. and a happy new year to you.
Guitarist Joe Pass and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from Pass's 1992 album Six Strings Santa. Saxophonist Houston Person and singer Etta Jones before that with the Christmas song from the CD Christmas with Houston Person and Etta Jones. I'll close out this holiday edition of Nightlights with singer Dinah Washington's riveting rendition of Silent Night, an example of the natural intensity that performers like Washington, who'd grown up singing in the church, could bring to such pieces. We'll also hear from pianist and composer Horace Silver, whose hard-bought ballad Peace has gained currency over the years as a holiday-relevant standard. First, Dinah Washington and Silent Night on Nightlights.
Silent Night. Thank you.
I close with pianist Horace Silver's original recording of his composition Peace from his 1959 Blue Note album, Blowing the Blues Away. Dinah Washington before that was Silent Night from the CD Have Yourself a Jazzy Little Christmas. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening and happy holidays for the week ahead.